Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Wonderful day, Power of Christ Daily, the 2nd of September 2015, titled, One Suffers, All Suffer. One Suffers, All Suffer. Now remember, today some people are suffering. Today, some of them hearing this, you may be suffering. But brothers and sisters, remember the key. The key is give thanks in all things. This is the mystery. Spiritual mystery, give thanks. The heart will not agree, but you give thanks for so many things. The heart and the mind will look at the things that are going wrong. But you force your heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ. I command my heart and mind to look at the wonderful things God has done for me. You begin to write a list. Keep the list. And you begin to see this. You begin to see this repeatedly and meditate on it. So many things you have done over the period. Focus on that. And then everything will begin to change. This is a miracle. This God says, rejoice and give thanks in all things. All things work for the good of those who love God. You must begin to believe this scripture. This is a promise of God. He cannot lie. So we focus on that. Now today, the scripture I'm using is 1 Corinthians 12:25-27. 1 Corinthians 12:25-27. I'm reading from the Catholic Bible. As I said, I'll read from the this King James Bible, Amplified Bible, Catholic Bible, Hebrew text, anything, and they all render, because there are also I'm non-denominational. I am teaching Christ, what Christ has done for me. I'm sharing that, and I'm believing that many are being blessed and their lives are being changed, that only Jesus can do. I'm merely a man. Now this 1 Corinthians 12:25-27 says that there may be no dissension, no discord within the body of Christ, but the members may have the same care for one another. For one another, we must have the same care. 25, body of Christ doesn't mean particular church or whatever, it's a body of Christ. Now we'll come to that. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. 27, now you are the body of Christ. And individually, members of it. This is very critical. Brothers and sisters, remember this. The body of Christ is a spiritual membership. It's a spiritual membership. It's not membership to a particular church that has been registered or whatever. It's a body of Christ. He has decided who is the body of Christ. And we must now know that if we follow Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is your Lord and Master, the only Lord and Master, everything else takes second steps. You are praying to calling on Jesus Christ, because He said, come unto me and I shall give you rest. He said He is interceding for us from the heavens. He is inside me. Christ is in me. And Christ must be formed in my heart and mind, my soul. Now, He is saying that if it's like that, then you belong to the body, the His body. And you are He's the husband of your soul. He's the husband of your soul. Can you imagine? Husband of your soul. Nothing else matters. Jesus Christ matters. Now, but the message today is, if one suffers, all suffers. Now this is a remarkable thing. Now remember, what has happened? There was an experiment, no? There was a theory, quantum physics theory by Einstein, Podolsky and Rosenner. Einstein, Podolsky and Rosen, somebody tried to prove somebody approved that what they said, which either way, they tried to determine which is correct, and they took this experiment. One experiment was, they make two men meet casually, they talk to each other, and then they put them into Faraday cages. Faraday cages is like an iron mesh, it's like a net. Like you can say even a chicken coop net or whatever, any shape you can give, but it is made of iron, and this man sits inside there, and there's another cage, another man sits there, because this blocks off all cellular communication. I mean, your cell phone can't work inside this thing. Electromagnetic wave cannot go into the cage. You're safe. Now, therefore, some buildings, you cannot get the cell phone signal. Because there are a lot of iron around it and blocking off. Now, then what they did, they show the EEG, electroencephalograph. electroencephalograph is the, you know, the EEG, they connect on the brains and then they see the movement, what is happening in the brains, and they connected these different machines for each of them. And they were about 50 feet away in another room or something. Then they shine light signals into the eye of one person. The graph, the electroencephalograph, was showing the same movement in the other person, even though the contact was very short. Now another experiment. Another experiment was, they took, there's so many now, they took the cells from the roof of a mouth of a person and moved 50 feet away, only the cells. And then what they did was, they had some stimulation, some pictures are now shown to this person. Again, this person, I believe, must have been a Faraday cage, because that's a better experiment. They found that even though the cells may remove from him, they connected the cells and the person to a polygraph, you know, the lie detector test machine. So they connected the polygraph and they found the polygraph is registering the same kind of graph in the cells as this man is thinking about whatever he is seeing. If it's fear, he's saying that this changes there. If some love is shown in there, nice things are showing there. It's cells. And they kept on moving cells further and further away. I think finally it went to 50 miles away, I think. And for several days, it was still connected. That is why, you know, this Newtonian physics. No, I've always been interested in physics and chemistry and biology, not because I created it. God has put it there, look, clearly, if not, you know, at my age. Now, end of this year, I'll be 64. And I'm still interested in physics and quantum physics and chemistry and biology and what have you. That can only happen because of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It cannot be I, myself, generating this. Now, the conventional physics, which is still taught in schools, yeah, necessary. Because in the normal physics, conventional physics, you know, apple dropped and then I'll call it apple physics. Because apple dropped, gravity is discovered. Okay, that physics is being taught. But quantum physics has been not bothered. It is a subtle physics. It is how cells connect. How are they connected? Even in a Faraday cage, how is this thought pattern connected? There must be a connection between the subjects. So, same thing. Now, let's apply this, what God has told us. One suffers, all suffer. Sure. Because we're connected. We are connected. And quantum physics, that is why, now, because they do not want to teach quantum physics or kept it away, many doctors don't understand it, surgeons don't understand it. They can operate, they can do something. But the people around this person, the patient, has a profound effect on the patient. Serious effect on the patient. That is why when we get together and pray, thousands of miles away, you know, in the power of Christ daily, there are several groups. Some people suddenly ask for prayer. So many cases have been healed in the last 3 weeks. There were cases. A child also was healed. A woman was healed. Now, so many cases. Because why? People get together and pray. We get together and have a heartfelt prayer, feeling sorry for this child to come out of the hospital, and it happens. And when they given up hope, the hospital given up hope, it still happens. This now happening to one sister in India. They gave up hope, don't know what's going on. And now I just heard that 2 days ago, she's improving because another sister has put for prayer among the children of God, and they're praying for her. So, there's a connection. Now, this connection can work backwards. Can work in real trouble. Now, for instance, when I was not in Christ, I was drunk, violent and all that. And now, can you imagine, when I come home, all my children panic and all, and the quantum physics connection will continue hammering them, wherever I am. I'm violent somewhere, it's hammering them. It's disturbing their spirit. It's something, they don't realize it. That is why one suffers, all suffer. Sure. So one suffers in the household, all suffer. If one is doing rogue things, bad things, stealing, lying, cheating and all that, all also suffering. Why? The spirit is attacking everybody. It's spiritual connection. We say spiritual connection, but actually God has arranged it. There are also physical connection which cannot be seen in waves, in quantum waves. So, but of course, if you don't understand that, you will begin to think it's demonic and this and that. No, God has settled things just because man doesn't understand the subtle connections, or man doesn't understand certain types of physics which have not been discovered or whatever, we begin to believe it's demonic. No, demons are there, yes, but we got power to cast them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, now that is why, take for instance, we in school, our children go there. Don't know what, 8 hours or so many hours, 6 hours or whatever. From morning to afternoon, they're there, you know. They're collecting. That way they come back. You must wash it in the blood of Jesus Christ, name of Jesus Christ. Pray over your child, cleaning everything out. And infusing. You must have Jesus' words being put there. Jesus' words. And then you're commanding in the name of Jesus Christ that the soul of that particular child will receive the word and be a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word. Remember, the body of Christ, we are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. So when you say that, partake in the body of Christ means what? Oh, taking part within the body, caring for each other, fellowshipping with each other, loving them as Jesus loved us. How? Willing to give our everything. He gave his life for us. We are willing to support everything for a child of God. Of course, don't be fooled. There are also wolves in sheep clothing trying to suck your energy and your peace and your money or whatever by doing wrong things. They'll tell lies and all. You have to discern. Some calling themselves Christian may not be Christian. They may out to destroy you. So, wise as serpents, gentle as doves. There's a scripture. You run away. You go according to as the Holy Spirit leads you. So don't use scripture out of context and then legalistically say, I must. And then somebody harmed them. I've got, over the years, so many people from other churches have come and told me that, you know, somebody has stolen money from them, cheated them and all. I say, brother, you take it to the pastor there, take it to the priest there, whatever, and then they must handle this. If they're not handling this, forgive them, pray for them and leave, la, brother. What else to do? Because God said, love all, love even enemies. So then that's the counsel I'll give. But in the congregation I minister, if I hear something, I must call them up. And then begin to determine. Because I am responsible for souls. Each of us are. Now you are responsible to release the word of God to others. You are responsible. God has said, look, if you say you are a child of God, child of Jesus Christ, you are a saint, you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you must release this word to others. Now how to release? Easy only. Take one of this, go back, go to the graceoflife.com and all the past things are there, past recordings are there. Choose a relevant recording and just send it to people. Maybe the breath of God. Maybe the woman has power over the husband's body. You know? Maybe the woman has power over the husband. You know how many wives will need to know that? To know that they are loved by God. And maybe for the woman, the wife to know that the husband of a soul is Jesus Christ. Maybe the woman, a girl suffering. And for her to know the husband of her soul is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ loves her. And then power to cast out evil spirits. Power to pray over the husband because the spirit is sitting in the body of the husband. There's so many things you can collect the fund and send out. And that's the way you do. And humble. If people don't want, thank you. People don't want, thank you. Because not our call to force people. We cannot. When they say God said defend, he didn't say defend the gospel, no? He didn't say that. He didn't say defend the Bible and defend God. Of course, some people think they must defend God and defend the Bible, and then they went around harming people. Every religion, you have this kind of story. But Jesus Christ's word is this. Be prepared to give a defense of your faith in the gospel, of your belief in the gospel. Why you believe the gospel? You must be willing to defend that. I believe in the gospel. I believe in Jesus Christ because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's not that I defend Jesus Christ. It's not that I defend the church. It's not that I defend God. He defends himself. He's powerful. He's almighty God. He defends me. He's almighty God. So remember, brothers and sisters, this is all mistaken. That another day I will hope to teach on that. You don't defend God. You don't defend Christ. Nothing. You defend why you believe. And we must have real issues, isn't it? No lies. No testimony with a lie. God says he still considers you a sinner in Romans. Anybody giving a testimony with a lie to increase the glory of God, Jesus says, look, I'll hold you a sinner. No lying anywhere because I am the truth, he says. So, brothers and sisters, today, this connection is real. So if you are agitated and all that, I can assure you by the time your husband comes back from work, he is agitated also. I tell you, if you agitated, you see some people, no, a wife or a husband, no, they may do all the right thing. They may call them nice names to each other. No, some they will call them what you call loving names, but their conduct, their speech, their spirit in them that goes out, it's not loving. Only talking, really. That's not good enough. It might have started with a good name when they first married, and as you go along, you forgot, you know, no power of Christ, and then we begin to act badly because we become captives. No more captives, we are victorious, we have the power of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every wicked, unclean spirit to get out of everyone and every surrounding who's listening to this, in Jesus' name. Lord, mercy, Lord, release the power into them, Lord, and make them become doers of the word. Doers of the word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.